Okay, so tonight's share is a very, I think, an important topic. Again, maybe a touchy topic. So again, like we always have here, and it, you know, every once in a while, I just remind everyone of the disclaimer that we put out, is that these shurim are not used l'halacha l'maisa. They're just to bring up some of the issues to be discussed with one owns rav about what they should or shouldn't do.
Oh, sorry, interrupt.
Yeah.
So we're not saying shiva.
Yeah.
We're learning last about the seder four times.
Look at that.
2 days
were Shoresh, and that's right. Day, so. Look at that, Baruch Hashem. So I'm happy we used it. I was happy we were able to use what we do here. It's always good to hear that we're applying, you know, what we cover here in the Shurim, and we use it, halacha l'maisa, you know, carefully. But in any case, so tonight, we got to discuss exactly the parameters of doing melacha on Purim. So let's first understand what exactly the day of Purim was all about. So we have a Gemara, Megillah, Daf Yomi Beis number one. It's a lengthy Gemara. The truth is we really should be doing one shiur on a Tuesday night and one shiur on like a Sunday to get into the lumdis, because there's a lot of lumdis here also. But again, we only have a small amount of time tonight, so we'll try to see as much as we can. So the Gemara starts off like this. Megillah, Daf Yomi Beis, the Gemara tells us a story that Rebbe planted trees on Purim. Now, Stamazay, you have to know, Rebbe had nothing better to do on Purim than plant trees. And Purim is such a busy day. We're all running around. And Rebbe, no, he's sitting in the backyard, like he's got all the time in the world. So if you take a look at that Munusi Techer, Moshe Wolfson, he has a very nice mahalach, not for now, why exactly Rebbe was planting trees on Purim. But the Gemara tells us Rebbe was planting trees on Purim. In fact, the Gemara, how could Rebbe plant trees on Purim? Vatani, Rebbe Yosef Simcha Mishte V'yomtif. It says in the Megillah that Purim is supposed to be a day of Simcha Mishte V'yomtif. Those are the words of the Megillah. Says the Gemara, Simcha, what does Simcha mean? Milam Sha'asib Hesbit. You're not allowed to have eulogies on Purim. Mishte, Milam Sha'asib Tainis. You're not allowed to fast. The Yomtiv, what does it mean to be a Yomtiv, Zakti Gemara? Milam Sha'asib Asiyas Malacha. So you're not allowed to do Malacha. So from the word Yomtiv in the Megillah, it implies an Isra Malacha. So if there's an Isra Malacha, why was Rebbe allowed to plant trees on Purim? So says the Gemara, no. El Rebbe Bara Beiser Havi. No, really, Rebbe was a 14-day guy. We know that Purim is a unique Yomtiv. We've spoken about this in the past. Purim is the only Yomtiv where when it was established to be a divisive Yomtiv. It was established that some Jews will keep it one day and some Jews will keep it another day. Not like Yom Tov Sheni Shagolus, which was because of whatever. Here, when the Rabbanim made up Purim, they said, okay, from the get-go, those in this city are going to do it this day, those in this city are going to do it a different day. And the Ran asks his Kasha, right? In the Ran, in the beginning of Megillah, asks the Kasha, why on earth would Chazal establish a Yom Tov that's going to create a divisive feeling? But Farad, if you assume, like everyone knows, that there was already divisiveness in Klai Yisrael, Am Mefuzo Mefarad, why would the Yom Tov be Purim? Every year when I come to the Yom Tov Purim, I always think about this. Such a strange thing. And we're going to set up Yom Tov. You guys, Yom Tov. You guys know Yom Tov. Why can't we get together, guys? Like, let's be unified about this. But that's the facts. Again, I think we discussed it in the past. But again, these are all things to think about. Every year, Purim, same kasha. It's like, you know, the Beis Yosef's kasha about why we have eight. Every year, these same repeated kasha. Again, this kasha is brought down to the Rishonim. The Ran has this kasha. Very beautiful Ran. If you want to take a look on Daf Beis and the Daf Erif, he discusses that. So the Gemara says, Rebbe really kept 14. And therefore, v'chinata b'chameisinata. So he was planting on Shushan Purim. So that makes much more sense. Right? It was Shushan Purim. He, you know, there's no yeshiva on Shushan Purim. You know, whatever. He had more time. Mr. Rebbe wasn't dealing with a hangover. So he was planting on Shushan Purim. Freit Gemara can't be a Rebbe b'Tveria have. Freit Gemara doesn't work because Rebbe was in Tveria. B'Tveria mukavas chomis Yishu ben Nun. And we know that Tveria was walled from the times of Yishu ben Nun. So it was walled from the times of Yishu ben Nun. So he didn't keep 14, he kept 50. So the Gemara says, no, El Rebbe Bar Chameis Ahavi. No, the Gemara switches the case. No. Enachami, Rebbe was Taka Bar Chameis Ahavi. Rebbe was a 15th, he was a, like, you know, Yerushalayim Shushan Purim. V'chinot about Beis Ahavi. And Taka was planting on the 14th, so everything is fine. It works out. So the Gemara has a side question, which is not our sugya. The Gemara says, is it so pasha what day it was? So we're going to skip down, because what we need is, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "El asur zeh shal bazeh veshal zeh b'shal zeh hanimili behes b'tanat av malacha yoyim echad v'suloy." When it comes to malacha, we don't answer both days; we only answer one day. For the Gemara, "Eini is that sova Rav Chazel who gave Rav saw a person that have a koshadi kisna b'puriyah. He saw a person that was planting flax, v'latye, and he cursed him. V'loy tzamach kisna, it didn't produce." So you see, this is serious stuff. It was that day, meaning he was a 14 guy. He was a person who kept prayer on the 14th day. He was planning on the 14th day. For that, you get a curse. Says the Gemara, Rabba Babreja Ravam, Afilu Tema Biyoima, Hesbid Vitainis Kibel Alayu Molocha Le Kibel Alayu. This is the terrace that we need to spend some time on. Says Rabba Babreja Ravam, no. Maybe really, there was never an acceptance of an Issa Molocha. Hesped v'tayinus, we accept it. Yes. We all Jews have said we're going to have no hesped v'tayinusim on Purim, because there's a lot of days we don't have hesped v'tayinusim. But malacha loy kiblo alai, we never accept that upon ourselves not to do malacha on Purim. Says the Gemara, why? The Mikarik said, if you look at the Megillah, it starts off saying, simcha umishtav yamtif, ulub saif. But at the end of the Purim story, it says, lasois aysam yume mishtav simcha, v'ilu yamtif loiksiv. Says the Gemara, no. Initially, Mordechai wanted that Purim should be a yamtif with the Issar Seis Malacha. We said, no, thank you. We're not interested. We don't want to not be able to do Malacha yamtif. We want to be able to drive our cars, take pictures, and have music. So we decided we're not going for the Issar Malacha. Says the Gemara of El Rav, my time Elatcha Elohu Gavro. So why would Rav curse that guy? If there's no Issar Malacha, and that's why Rebbe was planting, so why was Rav going around cursing people that are planting? Says the Gemara, Dvarim Hamutar Vachem Nogbam Issar. Because Malacha, although it's not asered, it was one of those things that became minig based. And some communities accepted it, some communities didn't accept it. Uba'asi de Rebbe loy nog. So where Rebbe lived, they never accepted upon themselves to do Malacha. But where Rav lived, they did accept upon themselves to do Malacha. So when Rav saw someone not doing Malacha, Rav said, you're breaking minig. How could Rebbe plant? Rebbe could plant because Rebbe came from a town that had no such minig. So what do we see from here? We see from here that not doing Malacha on Purim is minig. Some cities do it, some cities don't do it. So what do we do here in New York? We'll have to see. What's the minhag of New York? To do malacha, not to do malacha. So you don't have to go too far. You go to Purim and you'll see. But the Gemara says that not doing malacha on Purim was not halacha, but minhag based. Then the Gemara gives another answer. Maybe really not so. Maybe really there's really a thing. Maybe really Rebbe held that you're not allowed to do malacha on Purim. But Rebbe netiyah shel simcha nota. Rebbe wasn't just planting, gardening for the fun of it. He was building what's called the binyan shel simcha. Okay, we'll come back to all these steps in the Gemara. So what's the takeaway from the Gemara? Pashup Shah in the Gemara, there is no Issur Malacha on Purim, except if you're Mekabel and if you have a city that's noig like that. That was in the beginning. That's what Mordechai said it's going to be. Then when all the smoke cleared and they actually made it, says the Gemara, they only made it without Yom Tov. If you look in the Megillah, you'll see the second time, it doesn't have the word Yom Tov. So let's take a look in Rashi. It says Rashi number 2. That was before they accepted it. But when it came down to, Lamaisa, Loi Kiblu Alayhen. They were not mekabel it upon themselves. Ela Simcha Umishta. They only opted in for Simcha Umishta. They never subscribed, they never signed up to have an Issur Malacha on Pur. Says the Gemara, "Ube'asri the Rebbe leinog b'im kaimish a Rebbe leinog isa b'davar." And Rebbe never signed up in his town. Now, why is Netiyah Shal Simcha different? This is also very important. No. Again, the question is, who's the we and who's the what? We'll get to that in a second. Now, when the Rabbanon sat down to make up the Yom Tov Purim, they could have structured any way they wanted. They could have made an Issur Malacha. They could have not made an Issur Malacha. Now, the truth is, it could be we spoke about this also, Chanukah is also not made with an Issur Malacha. So Chanukah, we said, Shkoyach, 8 days. It's not practical not to work for 8 days. But Purim is just one day. They could have made Purim like any other Yom Tov, which would mean we'd go to shul in our, suits, and we'd have a suit at home, and you wouldn't be allowed to turn on the lights and drive the car. And we'll have to get to that also. We'll have to see what's the gedder of Malacha. That's a very important question. Well, Sibu Nedrub, Chaim Kineski coined it, it's like Chol HaMoed. So to most people, it's great, everything's mutter. So we actually spent quite some time here going through Chol HaMoed that it's definitely not like that. But we'll see if Chaim Kineski is the only way of looking at the Issur Malacha. We'll come back to it. But look at the last Rashi. It says Rashi, what's in the Tiyah Shal Simcha? The Kivin the Purim Yoim Simcha Mutul in the Tiyah Shal Simcha. Right, the Gemara's teretz, last teretz of the Gemara was, Rebbe was planting in the Tiyah Shal Simcha. So the question is, so what? It's still Malacha. Are you allowed to plant in the Tiyah Shal Simcha on Yom Tov? The guy goes out on Shabbos and Yom Tov and he's planting. He says, don't worry guys, I'm planting because I want to build a chasano hall or something mitzvah. Let's still give him skila for it. Because you can't build on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Zatimah, no, because this was simcha. And therefore what? Since the whole Purim is about simcha, we allow any malacha that's simcha based. Now this is going to be extremely negeh halacha l'maisa. Now this is going to be the answer of why people do everything they do on Yom Tov. Because everything we do on Purim is for the sake of the simcha. Right? Why are you playing music? Because simcha's Purim. Why you take pictures? Right? Can you imagine no pictures on Purim? Might be better for some people, hide the evidence, whatever they did. But Lamaisa, this is very important, this Rashi. So Rashi, any malacha that you're going to do on Purim that's going to be in the context of Simcha is going to be mutter. So
Tavim are also about Simcha.
Correct. There is obviously, but the Yom Tov also has an Issur Malacha straight up in the Chumash. Now, one of the things I want to talk about is are you allowed to exercise on Purim? Hit the gym on Purim. Probably better before you drink than after you drink, right? But is that considered a malacha? Right? Is that considered, that's simcha, right? People love doing that. So is that considered a malacha? So let's try to see. So the question is, how do we pass it? The Gemara gave us a bunch of different answers. Which answer is the one that sticks? So if you look in the Rosh, number 3, says the Rosh, Tony Rabbi Yosef Simcha Malamish Asa Behesbim Umishta Malamish Asa Betainas Yomdash Asa Behesbim Malacha. Rabbi Brei Derov Alma Mishta Besimcha Kibulai Malacha Loi Kibulai. The Mikar Ksiv, good. Second to last line says the Rosh, V'chein Halacha. The last pshat, which the Rosh quotes, which is the one from Rabbi Brei Derov, says Rosh, V'chein Halacha. That's the way we paskin. That what? Malacha Loi Kiblu Alai. We never accepted upon ourselves to do Malacha. Therefore, Malacha's mother. Says the Rif, same thing. Says the Rif, he goes through the different pshat in the Gemara, then he says the last pshat, and he says, V'achein hilchasa. So now we have the Rosh and the Rif both telling us that we never accepted upon ourselves not to do Malach on Purim. Therefore, Malach on Purim should be 100% permissible. Take a look in the Rambam, it's a little bit more complex. Zokti Rambam, number 5. Mitzvahs yoim yudalid l'bnei kfarim. Those people who live on in the 14 where they have the Megillah, Vayoros the Yom Tezov of the Akrok, meaning everyone depending on where they live, Lioison Yom Simche Umishte, it should be a day of rejoicing and drinking, Umishlech Manas Lareya Matan Sav Yoinim, Umotar Baasias Malacha. So the Rambam, you could do Malach on Purim. This is where it gets a little difficult. Says the Rambam, Va'aval Pikein, Ein Ro'i Lasas Boi Malacha. Although you could, it's not correct. And on top of that, Omru Chachom, Kaloisa Malacha B'yam HaPurim, Ein Roya Simin Bracha Lo'ilam. And on top of that, says the Rambam, and if you do it, no good will come of it.
But the Rambam in the Chazal in general, when they say Yisr Malacha, they don't mean like, as Stu mentioned,
We don't know yet.
Don't they only mean that?
We don't know that. You guys are all assuming based on what you've been looking at Purim for all these years. Yes, obviously. But the question is, in the Gemara, I wouldn't think that. If someone tells me this is an Isra Malacha means either like Yom Tif with like Lamites Malachas, or there must be something else, which we'll get to. You're right. That's really the question of what Malachas were us. But it's not relevant for us because we just saw the Rif and the Rosh all tell us that there never was an Isra Malacha. But the Rambam, what did the Rambam tell us? Really, it's Mutter. But it's not roi to do it.
But isn't the definition of Yom Tov is Malacha?
Oh, that's exactly l'chay what the Shlach B'tayin the Gemara was. They said, listen, we're going to make it a Yom Tov. You got to go with all the trimmings. And they said, no, we're not signing up for it. It's like we had a shir once about Tanesim, right? Really, a Tainus means with Chamishinuyim and starts the night before. But since these fast days, we don't have to fast. We decided we're going halfway. We'll be makabel this and not makabel that. So you see, this is something we have to really talk about. Is it shaykh to have a Yom Tov missing the fundamentals of Yom Tov? We'll have to get to that.
Can we say that the Chachamim set it up so it can never fall on Shabbos, and therefore maybe they're trying to tell us that the Malacha is not part of it?
What do you mean by it can never fall out on Shabbos?
There's just real. It can fall on Shabbos, not on Friday.
So Yudal, it can't fall out. But yeah, again, but the question is, we have a Gemara that gives us at least a couple of answers. Yeah, but then the Rambam says, and Chazal say, if you do Malach on Purim, you don't see any bracha from it. But what am I doing wrong? If you mutter to do Malacha, why wouldn't I see some bracha from it? Yeah. So this is a very, very difficult Rambam. Again, if this was a Sunday morning show, we'd break our heads on the Rambam, but we got to keep moving. So one of the ways to learn the Rambam is that the Rambam meant in a place where the minhag is not to do Malach. I mean, the Rambam means like this. Umotah basis Malach al pi halacha. That's the rule. But, afal pike, nonetheless, ain't a roi lasis ba Malacha. We're in a community that is the minhag. And in such a community, Yitaka won't see Simon Bracha.
You have the same lesson by Tishba.
Ah, good, yes. The other place where we find such a...
By Tishba.
What? Yes, there's a little bit missing from the Rambam, I agreed. So we'll see there's a possibility to learn this Rambam, that the Rambam means even in a place where the minhag is to do Malacha, you still won't see Simon Bracha if you do it. And that's Shver. But what am I doing wrong? So we'll leave off the Rambam for now. But l'chayra, the Rif, the Rosh, and at least half of the Rambam is pretty clear that there is no Issa Malach on Purim. Why not? So what did the Gemara say? They decided not to accept it. Why were they so against Issa Malach? So if you look over in the 6, in the Sefer Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, happens to be a great Sefer. Great name and a great Sefer called Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. It's a Sefer where they go through all the Gemara, this person who wrote it, Palik or Pak, I forget his name now, and he goes to Mamish, all the Rishonim, and all the Gemaras, and all the Paiskim, from the beginning to the end. He does a fantastic job. So he quotes over here from a Sefer called Sefer HaMechtam. Now the truth is, I later found this brought down by the Kolbo. that says something. He says the kosev can call, but I saw it inside from the kol. But he writes this: the kosev is sefer mechtam. Hatam shloi kibla al atzam isra malacha. Why did the Jews not want to have isra malacha? He says something unbelievable. Fishahoyu bnei hador ba'oses man aniim. The Jewish people were not wealthy in Persia. V'leirotu ligzar gzeru shloi chel al mama b'shivatam l'shtaker ulasias malacha. That was practical. They needed to work that day. They couldn't do it. It would be too hard not to work one day. The kosev can akol by umoysif. So what happened? Klai Yisrael got wealthier. And then later on, they said, you know what? We can afford it. Because we'll see in a second that there was an acceptance at some point in history to not do malacha. The answer is Klai Yisrael got wealthier.
So if it was talking about being practical, well, it's not practical to have yantiv when you have to do delivery of shalach manis.
Right, again, so we turn shalach manis into this whole, schlepper. Right, it doesn't have to be that. I'm still trying campaigning to stop it, but it's a losing battle. But this, is to me, is fascinating. He's saying the reason is because it's perceived it was too difficult for people to do. Now, if you look at the Darki Moshe, the Ramah, he quotes a kolboy also, kasev a kolboy, vo'idna kiblu kol Yisrael aleim isras yis malacha b'purim. Although the Gemara seems to imply that there never was an isra malacha, we all accept it upon ourselves today. There was a big meeting of all the Klal Yisrael, and we all decided we're in. Why? According to what we said, the reason was because Klal Yisrael, listen, we can afford to miss a day of work. You know, we have enough days off, whatever, we can do it. So we accept it upon ourselves an isra malacha. U'poshat ha-minag v'ein l'shanis. Says Rama, and that became the Numinic. So although you're right, Medina de Gemara, Medina de Rishayim, there is no Issa Malacha, you can go to work without feeling any form of guilt, but there was an acceptance in Klal Yisrael at some time in history that now binds all of Klal Yisrael, we'll see what about Sfarim, maybe only Ashkenazim, to not do Malacha. Omnam binyan shal simcha mutar v'chein malachas mitzvah. Says the Rama, anytime you're doing a mitzvah, it's mutar. Keep going. Ksav shal mitzvah. You're writing something to do with Torah. Upiske hilchas. Sha'odah misamech batzma. You're writing a sefer. Igeres sholem. You can write a friendly letter. Umezkeres chivosev. You're writing people you owe money to. Not such simcha. Vikayr misef azachrein is v'chein kol dover she'ain tzorech iyon shari. Says the Rama, anything that doesn't need iyon. Iyon means intense analysis. It's easy, it's quick. It doesn't take, writing out a check. How you let to write out a check on Purim? It's ksiva. That doesn't take a lot of you. That's not what he means. He means activities like planting and building. These take a lot of focus and energy. That's what's going to be us.
So this is a new definition of...
Exactly. So now we're being exposed to a new definition, perhaps, of malach. Now let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch number 8? Says the Mechaber, Purim motor basias malacha. Like the riff, like the rush, like... At least part of the Rambam, mutter b'malach, no problem. Ubemakim shenag b'shalamas, they say, no, oisim. And if you happen to live in a community where they don't do it, so you can't do it. Okay. Now, so the Mechaber doesn't tell us, well, which communities are those? He doesn't tell you. So now when you look at it by a house, the first thing you have to ask is not how the taxes are, not how the school district is, not about the shuls, but you want to know, is this a community that has admitted not to work on Purim? If so, either move there or don't move there, depending on your personal life. The Mechaber doesn't give you any achra. He doesn't tell you what each town is. He just basically quotes the Gemara. Comes along the Rama. But today, where's that? That's what we saw from the Darkei Moshe, from the Kolboy. The Kolboy said there was some form of a gathering of Klal Yisrael. We all accepted upon ourselves not to do Malacha. So I saw that Yakut Yosef discusses, so where does Sfarim stand on this today? We Ashkenazim, we quote the Kolboy. The Kolboy said there was this communal gathering. The Mechaber doesn't quote that. So he says, no, the Mechaber, the Ramah also, the Sfaradish Jews are also bound by this. They're also part of this gathering that there was an acceptance.
We still don't know which Malacha that
is. We don't know which Malacha. Says the Mechaber, Va'oisa, if you do Malacha, Ein Eroi Yisim Mebracha, Me'ayis Malacha V'Olam, El Im Kein Hubinyin Shal Simcha, Kivayim Peis Chastos Lebnoi, Ayavarani Kisha Malachim Dishari. Fine.
You would have thought it was limited to, the economic issues, right? I mean, it started that way.
Correct.
You would have thought they said, okay, so...
Those that can afford it. So yeah, they can't do it that way. It'll be too complicated. They have to make a go across the board. So they decided, because there were so many Yidden who couldn't give up a day of work, which is amazing to see how Chazal cared about people's parnasa. And they really were worried and concerned that people won't be able to make parnasa. So they decided to make it mutter b'malach. Says the Ramah, Hago, u'mutter las is kol meleches mitzvah. Anything that's a mitzvah is mutter on Purim. Keep going. What's an example? Lichtoi piskei halachas. I write up halacha shayla, shas and shuvis, which is that's what we're all doing on Purim. So, for years I try every year to use Purim as a time to learn, and usually I try to write. because it's you know, it's a little easier than focusing, and you can do it in and out. So I do try to write a little bit, right? Whatever I learned on Purim, I try to write it up. So here the Rambam says that's mutter.
I'll talk about the night before as well.
I will get to that. Big Shaila, which is very negayat to people who have to choose. We'll see, there's a Shaila. Let's say you can choose either work the night or work the day. Is there a difference? Is one better or is one worse? We'll get to that. Says the Rambam, yeah?
I was going to say, it's interesting that he doesn't talk about Shalach Manos as an example. Of a malacha you can do, because he doesn't consider it a malacha at all.
Why would it have to be a malacha?
Kautza, carrying it out.
So, right, so he's obviously assuming that, again, on Yom Tov we have a hetter to do it tzol tzarech. So we'd have the same applied rules, right?
That's what I'm
so we're going to see.
He doesn't consider this malacha.
Right, right. So that, right. That's not even going to be malacha, because that's going to be loigarim a Yom Tov, which I tzol is mutal tzarech. Right? Would you be allowed to cook on Purim? So the answer is, well, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So the question is, what about those malachas that you can't do on Yom Tov? Says the Rama, the chay mutal lasses afilu malachas gemuris l'tzarech Purim. Anything l'tzayrich purim is mutter. Now, medaf this, we're going to have to figure out, what does it mean l'tzayrich purim? What does that mean l'tzayrich purim? So the Magen Avraham has two possibilities in learning the Rambam. Right, we read the Rambam inside. The Rambam said that anyone who does malacha on purim will not see simon bracha. Says the Magen Avraham, ayin b'rambam, demash medafilu makim shenogu lasis. The Magen Avraham learned the Rambam kibshutai. The Rambam was talking about, even in a place, demash medafilu makim shenogu lasis, that what? If the minig is not to do it, then I feel makim shenogu lasis v'chein kasev v'zrachim b'shmoi b'yosmak. Meaning, even in a place or only in a place where the minig is to do malacha, still. What's pshat, right? The minig is to do malacha, and I'm still getting punished. Very difficult. Writes the Magen Avraham, Aval b'Beis Yosef, mashma d'davka b'makim shenogu shloi lasis. But the Beis Yosef says that that's not pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam means in a place where the minig is not to do malacha and you do malacha, then you taka get the punishment.
And how would you explain Rebbe?
So Rebbe, why?
This is according to the first.
Correct.
He's not doing the Yibai Samus. How would he? How's so, Magen Avraham explain the Rambam's interpretation?
He's gonna have to deal with the Gemara. Right. Again, there's a lot more issues here that need to be worked out just in the cheshbon of the sugya. Says the Beis Yosef, one more comment from the Orchas Chaim, Chaim Ulunil. He says, "Afal gav de malacha loy kiblu alayu avada de gemaros kipshutoy." There was never a kabbalas malacha. Mikol achakach neskabel b'minog u'minadin kol oisa b'malacha. Minadin means you put your cherim. So serious stuff over here. A guy does malacha on permanent town with a minig is not to, so he could just say, "Listen, big deal. Okay, so I'm not following the minig of the town. What are you going to do? Take me to jail?" Says the Beis Yosef, call him the Archas Chaim. Yeah. Menadim. Chayrim. Menadim kol oisim ha-malachim. Kibir she-poshet esura b'chol Yisrael. Once this became accepted practice, you're breaking practice, you get yourself into big trouble. Okay. So where does this leave us now? So the first question that Ronnie pointed out already is, when does the Yisrael malacha start? Let's say, for example, a person, my wife told me once, when back in her days when she was in Queens College, so she told the professor she has to leave early time assessed. The professor said, why? You can hit the McGill all whole night. Why do you have to leave class early? Taka truth. Says in Shulchan Aruch, you can hear Megillah till the next morning. So let's say, for example, a person that says to himself, listen, I gotta finish up a job. I'll work at night and I'll take off the next day. Is that better? Is that worse? When does the Issa Malacha start? So what would we have assumed? The Issa Malacha starts whenever Purim starts. So Tzeis HaGechavim Monday night this year, that's the Issa Malacha starts. That's the way it works on Yom Tov. And we're unaware that you're allowed to work Leil Yom Tov and start, maybe some people wouldn't mind it, but we're unaware that there's some hetter to do Malacha Leil Yom Tov. So why should this be different? See, good. So that's what we're going to have to see. A lot of this is going to deal with the fact that we have to know where the... Again, now that we're in the minog world, you have to know how they were makabel the minog. Right? It's flexible. Like Michael, like by Tanesim, we saw that once it was ready up to us to decide, we kind of had much more flexibility. So if you look at the Prima Gaudim, number 11...
I don't know if it's a
diach.
Oh,
it is a diach. It's a very good... The Yom to the Rogat Shavuz makes such a diach. So if that's Penech makes that deal. Quite a few Achorim made that deal in the Rambam. I was going to come back to it later. Okay. That the Rambam says, Ubiyoim. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Rambam says, where to go? Umut basim lacha, afbik in las, kol oisim lacha, biyoim purim. Right, the Rambam said, biyoim purim. The Rambam said, kol oisim lacha, bipurim. So the Rogachava makes the deal that you see from this Rambam, that the Rambam held the isim lacha only starts biyoim purim, veloi belailo. Okay, so it's a good deal. So let's see the Prima Gadim. Says the Prima Gadim, Ayin simetov samaches be'erev Pesach belaila adanet shari avsh nogush leilasis the yire kol shekem bepurim. Says the Prima Gadim the same way when it comes to erev Pesach, which is a question of when the isa malacha, again not doing malacha after chatzais was meikra din till chatzais was minig based. Says the Prima Gadim, just like over there, everyone agrees it started in the morning. Here also it starts in the morning. Now, even though the Issa Malacha on Erev Pesach in the morning has nothing to do with the Issa Malacha on Purim Pashtus, but says the Bima Gadol, once I'm learning that it's up to you to decide it, so anything minig based starts in the morning, not the night before. So Pascha the Bima Gadol. The
Bira. Have anything to do with which Kriya's Iker?
Well, the Pashtus is the Issa Malacha, has nothing to do with the Megillah. For no reason. Well, again, no reason to assume there is a connection. There might be such a connection. And there is a big. Oh, very good. That's what we're going to see. The Ma'aseh Purim is so unique. All the Mitzvayim are during the day, except for Megillah, which is once Belayla, once B'yayim. So again, if the Issa Malacha has something to do with the Mitzvah Sayyim, then the Prima Gadim is very Gishmak. Now, the Prima Gadim is just saying, I'm borrowing somewhere else in Halacha. Meaning, somewhere else in Halacha, we find a Minag not to do Malacha. That's Erev Pesach. So over there, it's in the morning, so here it's also in the morning. The Ber Halacha quotes his Prima Gadim, number 12. He says, I am the Prima Gadim, the Dafka B'yayim. And the Chassam Sofer is more machmir. So the Mr. Brewer is not really giving you a hachra. He's saying it's a machlokes prima gadim and the Chassam Sofer. So what do I do with that information now? Not clear. It sounds like from the Mr. Brewer that he really holds like the prima gadim. At the Issa Malacha would start in the morning. So lefize, if a person needs to work, let him work Leil Pesach, let him work Leil Purim, let him go to the gym Leil Purim, let him do the gardening Leil Purim, let him do all he needs to Leil Purim, and then Purim after Nate, so he'll start not doing Malach. If you look over in the Sefer Zer Aaron, this is written by Rabbi Moshe Motche Karp. He writes Kanan Harl, unbelievable amounts of Svarim. He's a Rosh Koil in Eretz Yisrael, I forget where already, Big Tam Chacham. So he writes like this. He says, "Ukadivra prima gadim deika loshen Rambam." Same diak. He wants to say that the prima gadim is meduik in the Rambam. Why? It says in the Rambam that the Issa Malacha is when veneer daman because it says in the Rambam biyoyim purim v'loy kama bepurim. So Moshe Motche Karp makes a diak, but it's not his diak. The diak I already saw earlier from the Tzafnas Penech from the Rogachov. So we have a Rambam and a prima gadim who all seem to be saying right same diak. We got a whole list of great people making a gevaldik diak. Right? It's hard to make a diak at night. In the morning, it's easier to make a diak. Late at night, it's hard to be medayik in a Rambam. Baruch Hashem. Okay? So, Zok, the Prima Godim, Rambam, that the Isra starts, B'yoyim V'loy B'layla. So, Rav Moshe Motche Karp has an interesting question. He says, V'nira, the Laman de Sovet, the Purim Asa Basis Molochal Mikra, the last is Oysem Yim Mishta V'simcha V'yamtav, Kishem Shesimcha V'mishta Koi Ayomim, Hachanami Din Yomtav Molocha, Ein Anoigel B'yoyim. So, he says, the Luchayr, the Svara would be, like everyone's saying, since what's it saying the chol? It wasn't saying the Megillah. Mishte v'simcha v'yomtiv. Mishte v'simcha is definitely only during the day. So if mishte v'simcha is only during the day, so yomtiv should also be only during the day. So assuming that they all work together, so then why taka? Then l'chayra, and then at night there is no issa malach, like the prima gadim says. So frak tim, why taka is the chassam sofer different? Now you have to keep in mind, Rabbi Soloveitchik makes this very clear later on. I don't know if we'll get to it, but you can keep the rest of the Ma'amar Kerem as Shalach Manas, as we spoke about in previous years, using Svarim as Shalach Manas. But if you look in the Reish Soloveitchik points to that, it's a very important Nekuda. The Hava Mina of the Gemara was that the Issa Malacha was from the word Yomtiv. The Maskanas HaGemara, there is no Issa Malacha. So where's the Issa Malacha? Minag. How did they make up that Minag? Did they plug it back into the Pasuk, or they just made it an independent Issa Malacha? Meaning Rabbi Karp is assuming that even in the minog world, it was doimit to the way it was in the Pasuk. Meaning, the Pasuk says, Mishtav, Simcha, V'yomtiv, so we accepted Isra Malach under the banner of Yomtiv. But Lav Dafka, it has to necessarily be that way. Okay, we'll hopefully come back to it. Now, there's a Gevaldik Svasemis over here. The Svasemis is addressing Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that there is no Isra Malach on Purim. You know why? It's a Mefurshim Mishnah. Mishnah in the second parak of Megillah. Mishnah in the second parak of Megillah says that if a person is reading the Megillah and he wants to start writing, he wants to make haggos in writing, mutter to do so on Purim. So Frekta, Yushalmi, you can't write on Purim, it's Yomtiv. You can't write. Writing is azasr. Elamai says Yushalmi, you see from there, there's no Issa Malach on Purim. So Taina Desfas Emes, one second. He says, Bizen Nir Liyashi Masha Hikshu Atur Yevin. The Torah even has a kasha. The mighty boy, the mates of Malacha, may hold the Tanan, how you kaisavi dorsha. V'yama olob Yushalmi mekan the motivasis Malacha. So says the Svasemis, first of all, that Yushalmi is b'chol not a right. Why? Because what were you writing? You weren't writing, a letter. You were writing Haggos on the Megillah. You were changing, fixing the Megillah itself. Says the Svasemis, ulahanal yeshoim to command the tears shall simcha mutter, who had the lichte of Megillah, could they lost his book. Well, the guy's reading through the Megillah, he realizes that the Sefer did a bad job. So he's changing letters. What type of ksiv is that? That's ksiv shal simcha. That's for sure mutter. So says the Svasemis, you have no right from Yushalmi that would be considered a malach. But then the Svasem says, I have a better teretz. He says, Miu Blavoch Yeshlam, the Masis, the Mairi, Bekriya Delilah. He says, why don't you answer very simple? The Mishnah that says, Yelad Adu Malacha, was talking about in the red Megillah at night. Megillah at night, the Prima Gadim says, no way, some Malacha. Vadi Mutter, but Malacha Lukuliyama. Do you make Siv? And therefore, says the Svasem, the Yushami is Bechlam, not a Raya. What's the Yushami? Yushami says, I have a Mishnah that says that someone was reading the Megillah and he started changing things. So you see, Yelad Adu Malacha on Purim. Says the Svasem, there's no Raya. Maybe he was reading the Megillah at night. And Megillah Balagli, Yelad Adu Malacha.
Or you could follow the Ramaz idea.
Exactly, that's the Svasemis' argument. Right. Now, there's a Mori Degi Chiddush. I think we spoke about this once on a Sunday morning share. Michael, I leave it up to you to figure out where, when, that there's a Chiddush from the Binyan Shloima, the Cheshik Shloima. He wanted to say, this is great, he says that the din of reading Megillah Balayla never exists in the times of the Mishnah. There's no Mishnah anywhere that says they used to read Megillah Balayla. It wasn't until the times of Yeshua and Levi, who was Mesaka to read the Megillah twice, was the first time they read the Megillah twice. Fine. If you say like that, then there's no raya from that Mishnah. What was the Svasemis' answer? That maybe the Mishnah that says that they were fixing the Megillah while reading it was Belilah. Can't be. They didn't read Megillah Belilah. So this would not work with the Svasemis' text. Okay. Be it as it may, we're sounds like we're assuming we have rayas to the Prima God. So if you take a look in the Sefer Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, he writes, V'chein echriya b'shazin tshuva said bi'oimer, she'belilah muta ba'asiyas malach. Rav Avadya Paskins, like the Prima God, that you're allowed to do malacha b'layla.
So, like, yeah. There are Shubin Levi. You didn't say there was a new takana. You based it on the psukim.
Correct.
B'layla dumya.
Correct. Right, and, correct. Well, he's the one who says chayv lukas megillah v'lachzul lishnoi soi b'yoyim.
So that doesn't mean that it didn't exist beforehand.
That's what most people say. Right. This is the chiddush from.
I mean, he's got two rights from psukim.
No. Yeah, that's the way he read the pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't say to read the Megillah. The Pasuk says they cried out by day and they cried out by night.
Right.
So he's assuming what that means is they read the Megillah twice.
Right.
So the Shlomo Katz.
Both psukim existed way before.
Correct, but those psukim don't say anything about reading a Megillah.
Right, okay.
So that was his chiddush. So according to Shlomo Katz, before Reb Shimon Levi walked into the town, Megillah was like all the other mitzvahs sayim. Which again, we spoke about once at length. There is a difference lahalach between kriya b'yoyim and kriya b'layla. Machlokes Rishonim. Do you make a second shechiyonu b'yoyim? Svarim don't make a second shechiyonu. We do make a second shechiyonu. So he's tying is that before Bishulam Levi walked on, okay, Bishulam Levi was an Amira. In the times of the Mishnah, they only read it once. That's his chiddush. It's a valid chiddush. Again, the Svasem clearly doesn't assume like that, but it's something interesting. So he quotes over here from Rebbe Avadya. Rebbe Avadya's make b'layla, as was Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv said, "Shiyesh echmir b'malacha b'layla v'haminug b'zela hatir." So now we have Rebbe Avadya, Rebbe Eliashiv, that you could do Malacha B'layla. So a person needs to work late on Purim, let him work at night. Finish the night, go hear Megillah, go finish in the office, do what you got to do, and then during the day, try not to work. I'm leaving it open now for whatever Malacha is going to mean. Whatever Malacha is going to mean, it's Mota B'layla. So whatever, again, let's go to the most extreme. It means physical labor. You want to start moving things around, you're moving furniture, you're schlepping things, you're planting things, and it's hard to plant at night. Whatever activity is going to be usher, Belayla, it's going to be mutter. Or let's assume it means even work, you know, office work. So do it at night. Finish up your work at night, and then go b'yoyim and enjoy Purim.
I want to be
borer. So if it's L'tzarech Yom Tov, it's going to be mutter anyways.
Okay,
anything not L'tzarech Yom Tov. Right, anything not L'tzarech Yom Tov. So let's see, B'nai, not everyone agrees. Again, it's Tzarech Yom Tov. It's going to be Tzarech Yom Tov. Ksiva, yeah, you want to do files for work. No, files for work. No, that's the Tzarech Mitzvah. You want to do paperwork. You want to catch up on paperwork. You know. And Ron, your line of work, that's physical activity that you do, right? That type of stuff, right? Someone calls you Lel Purim and something in the boiler broke. So that's Malacha. So we'll see. There's other Heterim, perhaps. But those types of Malacha. So if you take a look. Perhaps. Again, it's not lav dafka malacha shetzarech ian, depending on how you cut it. But let's try to see if we can get to it. Now, Sir Gavriel Tziner is machmir. I was surprised when I saw this. He writes, he quotes all the shitas. First of all, we'll see later, ayideh akum, it's mutter. So that's something you have to know. It's mutter with amil and achri. So if you want to run
it
your...
It shows that it's only a chomer or a minhag.
Well, again, cholam... Again, malacha on Erev Pesach after chatzais might also be mutter ayideh akum. According to many places.
I mean, the Ramah's general rule is that if it's a Chumrah or a Minhag.
Correct. Right, because it's not also Meker Adin. So, first of all, Ayde Akum is Mutter. We'll see, hopefully we'll get to it. I don't know when we're going to get to it, but if the other's willing to stay, we'll get to that. There's one exception to Ayde Akum, might be building. If you're building and you have builder workers come to your house, that might be more complicated. We'll have to see why and should it be more different.
But I mean, like, when you go on the institute,
it's just tape.
I mean, why would it be?
No. The Mishnah passes from Achrayin, I'm not wrong. I did Akum is Mutter. Right, because again, Pashup Shad is because if my guy is working, doesn't share my sim. I'm sitting at the Perm Suda, you know, having a great time, and the guy is working in my factory. That doesn't take away from my Simchas Yomtiv. Now, the Nitta Gavriel is actually Machmir. Gavriel Tzin is Machmir because of the Chassam Sefer. So I wonder if this has to do a little bit of one's background. Right, the Chassidim tend to go very much strongly with Chassam Sefer. So the Chassam Sefer was Machmir, so maybe they go more Lahachmir. But again, Rebbe Eliashiv and Rebbe Vadya, they seem to go like the Prima Gadim. You could be Mekel. Fine. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah very quickly. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why it's mutter b'malacha is avgav the simcha mishta v'simcha v'yomtiv mikom akam lekiblu olayim la'asayis yomtiv. The Jews never accept it upon themselves. Achin achazeh noga mi'atzman be'ezim mekoyim mishlei la'asayis. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'ayde akum shari. Again, with the guy it's mutter. B'chom okay. So let's see number 18 for a second. This is very relevant. Says the Taz. Nira de pragmatia mutter. What's pragmatia? Business. Meaning not physical labor. Buying, selling, which what many of us do for a living is really business, right? Buying, selling, you know, trading. Right? We're not really physical laborers. We're not working at a farm. We're not working in the field when I'm milking a cow, right? We're not doing that type of stuff. Zog the Taz, that's mutter. V'doime, where did he get it from? Says, kiven shesimcha hiloi. It's a lot of fun. Making money is fun. Not always in pragmatia do you make money, but... But people enjoy business. Business is much more, meaning the way I like to learn this Taz, meaning it's not physical strenuous activity, right? Working in the farm is a lot of work. So I was talking to a Talmud of mine. I said, you know, everyone remember that snowstorm we had Purim? So he told me, yeah, it was the best Purim ever. I said, why? He said, I cleaned up. I shoveled everyone's driveway. I said, Taka, is that what to do on Purim? Shoveling snow? So shoveling snow, even Mikra Adin and Shabbos Yom Tov is only Osir, as Tircha, or as other reasons. So you shoveled it. Can you shovel snow on Purim? Hopefully it shouldn't snow this year, but can you shovel snow on Purim? So he's Simcha Yilai. He was loving it. Yeah, he was loving. He told me it's a great time to ask people to give money because they already have the money out, so they gave him more. Shabbos, I'm not so sure. Is that considered Mulacha? That's Osir. It's not Pragmatia, right? It's physical labor, shoveling snow. Right? But it's not Pragmatia. So says the Taz, Pragmatia is Mutter. Where did he get it from? He says, V'doim l'mashikasa Beis Yosef. It's like what the Beis Yosef wrote. What did Beis Yosef say? B'shem d'orchas chayim. The mota lichtevi gerish shalom. You're allowed to write letters and do little things. Why? Because it's all simcha for you. And if a zok de ta, since the whole iser malacha on Purim is to give you simcha, it's meaning it's not like Yom Tov with the Torah said loisasu kol malacha. The iser malacha here was why? So you should enjoy. But I am enjoying. I'm having a great time here. I'm enjoying every minute of selling and buying and making a deal and this and that and the other. If it's Zokta Taz, it's Mutter. So Pragmatia is Mutter. Now, it's interesting. If you look into Aruch HaShulchan over here, so he goes through a lot of what we said, and he writes at the end, quotes the Taz. He says, Ulchei nogu liyashe b'chanuyos. That's why people sit in their stores on Purim. Stores are open. Because Pragmatia is Mutter. Umikomoke mashem or chosov yimayit b'yeshiva zachanos b'purim. You should try to cut back on the hours in the store. V'yesh yorei Hashem she'en poyischen achanos b'purim. There are those real God-fearing Jews who don't even open up the stores. V'yidei'akum mutal ases malach. So the Aruch HaShulchan is acknowledging what was going on in Nevardik in his days. That people, again, these stores, I don't think meant only food stores. It didn't mean only to buy food for Purim. It meant whatever stores they had. I don't know, silk and garments or whatever else they sold back then in the 20th century. I don't know, whatever they sold, you know, they weren't selling cars and computers, but whatever they were selling in Europe, it's mutter. Why? Because we hold like the Taz. So again, most of us here, I can't say for everyone, but if your job is pragmatia-based, so according to the Taz, it's mutter to do it on Purim. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, you know, Yerush Shemayim, you know, shouldn't do it. But it seems like it's mutter. If you take a look over here, he quotes over here from the Minik Temanim. The Temanim didn't go like the Taz. They asked it even pragmatia. They don't go like the Taz. The Taz said pragmatia is mutter. They say no. Even pragmatia is also. So if you're a Temani Jew, so then you're talking not allowed to do malacha meikar adin. So I found this very interesting. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So your test coming up. So someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, can you sell svarim on Purim? Sell svarim on Purim. It happens to be a great day to sell svarim, right? There's a lot of people around, right? So he says, no, ain't lasis. Favos, I'm not sure why. So first of all, you can argue it's mitzvah. Selling svarim, giving people Torah is mitzvah. It's pragmatia. And still he writes, ain't lasis. I thought it was interesting. They asked, Nitta Gavriel writes the following, Mutter Ligmar Kinyan Al Mekach, closing. Can you do a closing on Purim? Sounds like a good day to do a closing. He writes, it's Mutter. But it shouldn't take a whole day. Which is Tamzei a theme. Even if you're allowed to go to work on Purim, it shouldn't be your whole day is working. It shouldn't be that that's your whole day. I know in accounting, it's busy season now for a lot of accountants. So some of them talk, I have to go to work, they can't miss, and then they spend the whole day in the office on Purim. Right? Gotta do what you gotta do. Now we'll see, there's a heter called Dover Ovid. Just like a Chol HaMoed, there's a heter called Dover Ovid. So same thing applies to Purim also. Right. So he's not saying that. He's saying a close is really just pragmatia. It's really business, right? So he thinks it's mutter. Now, if you take a look over here in the Shari Tshuva, it's a little small print, but the Shari Tshuva brings down, he says like this, Misha Hoya Boina Beis, it was a lot smaller until I changed it. Says the Shari Tshuva, he quotes the Birka Yosef, he quotes the Chida, Misha Hoya Boina Beis, Kaidin Purim, Aide Akum. Let's say a guy is doing construction on his house. Right? He's doing construction on his house before Purim, we're going. Now it's Purim. So what do you tell the workers? Sorry guys, don't come Purim. Come back Shushan Purim. Says the Shari Tshuva, Kivan the Avsha Milsa, Yivatl Bion Purim. He says, no, tell them not to work on Purim. Why? V'nira, says the Shari Tshuva, Shesham b'makim shenagu shalalasis af Aide Akum. That, again, it was Kaisha workers. Didn't we say Aide Akum is mutter? Says the Shari Tshuva, you see, when it comes to building, we're more machmer, even Aide Akum. F should the sviru who the binyan bias befahesia. Well, Michael?
Does it make a difference whether it's the house you live in? Let's say you live in one house, but you're building another.
No, it doesn't matter. If it's known that the guy is building for a Jew, that's afshamilsa, it's open to the world, and that's going to be awesome. So that's an interesting chumr. That's taking a bunch of things and putting them together, even though we said Amil and Achri's mutter. Now, you could argue, we'll see that Rabbi Harfinis makes this argument. He's a Satmar Poisek in Williamsburg. He says a lot of times that's going to cost you. Because you're going to have to pay the workers, or again, anyone who has to deal with workers, you know, you tell them one day not to come, next thing they know, they ain't come back for another week. So he says, the Samazay, a lot of times having workers not come is going to cost you. So he wants to be matter else that reason. But let's talk about something else very quickly, Ive. What about simple things? Haircuts, shaving, cutting your nails. Can you do that on Purim? We don't even think about these things. Is that mutter? So if you take a look in the Divrei Makir, Makir Tenenbaum, it was the Lom Jerov. So he says, no, asa. Says the Divrei Makil, in the Tilos Sipernayim B'Purim, he saw a carbon toy, the Shehevi, Loiri, he quotes a sefer which he wasn't familiar with. Uladina near the Shari, he says it's mutter. Why? The Chol Melechus Mitzvah mutter. Because you're cutting your nails to do a mitzvah. Why? Uva every Shabbos, Kodesh, have a mitzvah, lead to the Sparnov, cover Shabbos. It was when Purim was a Friday. So Purim was Friday, so you're cutting your nails to have it ready for Shabbos. Says the Divrei Makil, it's mutter.
So we learned
shouldn't cut it on Friday. Shouldn't cut it, no. Shouldn't cut it on Thursday. Because then it grows back on Shabbos. It goes back. So he writes, "Ochen im hoya Purim b'choil nira de aser." Says the Makil, you can't cut your nails on Purim, but it's on Monday. Why? Im loyshet zipanim gedolim, unless your fingernails are long, and it's a tzarich mitzvah. Because he holds only things you're allowed to do is the tzarich mitzvah. What's the tzarich mitzvah? So the chayr according to the Makil, you can't get a haircut, maybe unless you look terrible. You can't shave because you have a meeting tomorrow. You can only do things the tzarich mitzvah. So paskin is the Divrei Makil. They asked Chaim Kanevsky, same Shaila. Number 25. Hayim muta litos panai b'purim. Toiv lizar. Also makbid. Unbelievable.
Some of those explanations?
No. Toiv lizar. Meaning he's acknowledging that there's two tzadim, but he says better to be machmer. Now, many achrayim disagree. Many achrayim hold you can shave, you can cut your nails. If you take a look over in Yakut Yosef and Bavadja's son, he writes, muta ligzoy tzi panai b'yem et purim. You may cut your nails on Purim. And he says, first of all, for Svaradim, it's not a shayla at all. Why? Because Svaradim are even allowed to cut the nails on Chol HaMoed. Right? We Ashkenazim are machmir not to cut the nails on Chol HaMoed, but Svaradim are allowed to cut the nails on Chol HaMoed. So then, Sazak Rebavadja, as I said, Rebavadja's son, so if you treat Purim like Chol HaMoed, so it's for sure. He says, even Ashkenazim are mutter. He says, he says, don't add on new things. I, the Divrei Makil, he says the Divrei Makil is a pel. So he's not in the spot. If you look in the Nitta Gavriel, he writes over here, Lechatchila ein legalech asaris ein litos penayim bepurim el tzarech mitzvah. Gavriel Tzinner also paskins. Don't cut your hair, don't cut your nails unless it's tzarech mitzvah. If they're very long and you're worried maybe there's a shadow of chatzitza and washing your hands. Now cutting your hair tzarech mitzvah would mean either you look really disheveled, which on Purim might be part of the mitzvah, you know. That's the look you're going for. Or maybe it's a shayla putting your tefillin on. It's hard to be the tzarech mitzvah. Now the truth is Rabbi Yashiv, we're going to see hopefully quickly, Rabbi Yashiv is matir. Yeah, Michael. I'm up against the clock. What do you got?
Next time, show up.
It froze. Okay, right there.
The shaving of the sink. I know. The shaving of the sink. What?
The connection's shrach. I can't hear you, Michael. What? The connection is not good. We got to keep going. So if you look at Yakut Yosef, he quotes, Yesh machmirim shalit. First of all, the best eitzah is to go get a haircut from a guy. I didn't know he's mutter. So he writes over Yakut Yosef number 29, Yesh machmirim shalit stop it before him, eli de goy. Now, usually you don't shave with a guy. He says, I'm not sure what it means l'tzarech hayom exactly. I guess you want to look good on Purim. Let's say you wake up Purim morning and you're like, attack, I didn't shave. Pasnas is mutter. He pasnas is mutter. Reb Eliashiv pasnas is mutter. But Reb Chaim Kineski says, Toiv Lizar. Reb Chaim Kineski says not to do it. But Lamaisa, Reb Avadja, Yakut Yosef, and both Reb Eliashiv are mutter. What about laundry on Purim? Doing laundry on Purim? It's usually not l'tzarech yom tov. You need it for after Purim. So I saw Poiskim on Makel as well, because again, it doesn't take tzarech in, it doesn't involve a lot of work, and therefore it would be considered mutter. We'll leave it at that. So the short and tall of it, so to say, is you look at it as cholamoid, for the most part. That's Reb Chaim Kanevsky. If you look at it like cholamoid, whatever you could and can do on cholamoid, again, anything with tzarech yontif, taking pictures, fixing costumes, baking, cooking, all that is obviously mutter on Purim. Anything that's not really needed for Yom Tov should not be done.
And when do we start?
We assume we start the morning. Not at night. Nighttime is better. So they asked Reb Zilberstein, it's on the sheets, you can take it home and read it. Reb Zilberstein was asked, if a guy has to work either the night or the day, which one should he work? He said, work at night, don't work the day. Assuming not like we saw from earlier. So again, the idea is, I think a lot of things are mutter, as long as they are done keeping in mind the tzarech yom tov. They asked Reb Eliashiv on the last page about doing pragmatia. Reb Eliashiv said, even pragmatia is only boifin arai. A deal here, a deal there, but to spend the whole day working pragmatia, even Reb Eliashiv thought that that's not mutter, which is interesting. It doesn't sound like that from the reading of the Taz. And Lamaisa, they asked Reb Eliashiv about a cab driver. Now, cab driver on Purim, it's the best job in the world. So I put it on the page 4 if you want to take a look. I thought you could be Mako for a couple of reasons. First of all, that might be, that might be the biggest dover of it. Now again, he's helping people, Simchas Yom Tov. So Eliashiv said you should try to be Memayit. He says if they already booked you, then you should do it. But if you're not booked yet, don't sign up. Meaning, if they already booked you before, they said, listen, we're booking you for Purim, right? We're booking the van for Purim. It's the best day to be a cab driver is Purim. It's like mamish, you can make a song, ha-hoin rav. So, l'chayri, it should be mutter. So if you take a look on page 4. Exactly, no, it might be doing chesed anyways, and you can make a lot of money. So again, there's market to be makel. Again, everybody say, it's hard to say for sure that person can't go to the office on Purim. I don't think you can make that statement honestly. You can't go to the office on Purim to finish up a couple of things here and there. But Lamaisa, the idea of the Aruch HaShulchan is it shouldn't be the entire day. The rest of the day should be joined b'simcha. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, we will continue after Mitzvah Shem Shushan Purim Wednesday night.